The following presentation is a production of 92.5 XTU.
Casey Musgraves.
How are you?
Good to see you. We are here with Casey Musgraves on 92.5 XTU. I don't even know where to start, Casey. I tell you, just congratulations on a great album, a great year, and just making a statement in country music that just hit our world like a hammer.
Man,
and that's awesome.
Well, thank you for thanks for supporting me. Thanks for saying that. I really appreciate that.
You are never going to give up.
It takes a lot for me to give up.
Like, I could tell, like, in your mind, you're going, I'm going to figure this out, and I'm going to get you guys.
No, it ain't about that. No, I think it's
but
just...
But you know what I mean. I mean, inside, as a
you know,
creative
or
artist.
Just, you know, just having the freedom to just explore some different sounds, you know? And that's kind of what it's all about, that and just connecting with people. And I feel like this record, more than anything, has connected with people because I feel like I've shared more of myself on this album. It's a little bit more personal than all the other ones, you know?
But you're still true to yourself. Like, if you go back to, like, Follow Your Arrow, like, like that was you.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a different you, and it's...
Yeah.
When you listen to Golden Hour and some of the great songs on there, and when Rainbow came out, you didn't need this screaming guitar and this thumping bass and this thundering drums. It's just this piano and this little soft music and these powerful words. And I think that that's what you give us as a gift as a songwriter and as a performer.
Thank you.
And we needed it.
Well, thanks for saying that. You know, I mean, as we all know right now, it's kind of chaotic sometimes in this old world that we live in. And so, like, I don't know, I just think we need music kind of more than ever now. And I think that's one of the reasons why Rainbow is finding some traction. It's because of y'all, but it's also because of people just kind of wanting to know that it really is going to be all right, you know, in whatever way that they need it to be.
Did you feel that way in your own life?
I finally did at a certain point when I was leaving my 20s. I had met the guy who's now my husband. And, you know, I think when you are with the right person, it kind of, well, it helps you love yourself. You don't have to walk on eggshells anymore. You have to, you know, you can just be yourself. And I think that it's naturally just going to shine through in songs and in music or whatever. So I think that if I wouldn't have met him, I don't think I would have had the album for real. But
I don't know.
Who
it
knows?
Cost me thousands in therapy to get to where I am today. Oh, my God.
Hey, therapy is awesome. Everyone should go to therapy. It's good. It's a good thing.
We're all going to therapy tomorrow.
We're
going to
have a group session. I brought my bongos. And we're just going to talk it out.
So tell me about this time last year. Like, what are you thinking about? Like,
oh man,
you're putting a record together.
Yeah.
Like, talk about that process a little bit.
Well, so I had about like 6 months to a year to just kind of like coast through just different creative ideas.
And that's when you got married, right?
You know, the love of my life. We got married. And I actually had time to get off the road and get back to like the simple parts of life that I really love, like riding my horse and like doing laundry and cooking, you know, just things that you kind of miss when you're on the road. So when I picture this album or when I hear it, I'm immediately brought back to this really beautiful time period. And we recorded out at Sheryl Crow's house, and there was beautiful horses all around. And I just felt kind of like open-hearted and like excited to share new songs and kind of a new perspective that I have kind of on humanity and like the world, you know? Like, I just feel more open. I feel less cynical. No, I'm still a cynic. But you know what I mean, though.
I hear you.
Yeah.
And Sheryl, she's great. When you get out around her, I mean, she's just a motivator just seeing her.
Yep.
And the way that she's come through life and the obstacles she's overcome.
Gosh. Well, and it's really cool when you see somebody that's really unaffected by money, fame, and all that. And I didn't grow up with anything
she
like that.
She came out with the big stars, man. She don't care.
She just
right?
doesn't care. And that's usually the people that make it the biggest, you know, the most famous. And she just doesn't care about any of it. She's very real. She's pretty unaffected by all that, and I really enjoyed being around her. Yeah.
Well, congratulations on the CMA success, of course, always the Grammy success, and this weekend I hope
Who
you have
knows?
A ball.
Who knows?
You know?
Hey, you know what? Either way, it's gonna be fun. And like, y'all, it's funny being a part of award shows sometimes. Like, as a you know, a kind of a naturally competitive person, it's like, yeah, I want to win. But at the same time, like, music isn't about like who's best, because like no one's best. You know, it's all very subjective. Like, you like what you like, I like what I like, and that gives me a little bit of like ease going into these situations where you can be pitted against people that are actually your friends. You know, you're just like, everyone's doing their thing, you know, so whatever.
Variety magazine says Casey Musgraves, Power Woman of 2019.
That was
Look
crazy.
At that.
That was really cool.
Maren Morris was here yesterday. She's like, 2019 is the year of the woman in country music.
Hey, it should be every year, you know? Y'all, country music was built on strong women. Think about it. Like, Dolly, Loretta, Shania, Tammy, Dixie Chicks, everybody. You know, it's like there's so
make the statement.
So many, but
say loud.
But even as a woman, though, like I get a little bit like not annoyed by like the women movement sometimes, but I think I find it easy to like kind of turn it off. It feels a little bit like a tired subject because it doesn't even feel like it really should have to be a subject at all. But that being said, like it's really cool to see women getting a chance to have a fair shot as well.
I would be too intimidated to argue with you about that.
Well, why would you want to argue with it?
No, I mean like even either way, like I'm going to lose anyway, no matter what stand I take, because you portray that image, that confidence, that
thank you
wonder
thank you
of what this is all about.
Oh man, I don't know. I'm just, you know, everybody poops. You know, I'm just trying to. Everybody poops. I'm just trying to put my pants on and deal with life like everybody else.
Who wrote that book? Come on, Casey. Tara Gomi.
How the hell did you know that?
Google it. Tara Gomi wrote
Shel
Everyone
Silverstein,
Poops.
But no.
That's a famous book, Everyone
it
Poops.
Is, it
is. Tara Gomi. I remember that. All right.
Well, awesome.
Ask Casey Musgraves. We had a great conversation here. Have a great weekend.
You too.
It's always great to see you.
You too.
It's Philly's Country Station 92.5 XTU.
Oh, man. Wait. I forgot to say something about Philly, about our show at Philly. Wait.
Hang
one
on.
Little shout out.
Hang
really
on. Let's
quick.
See if we're rolling real fast. You still rolling? All right. She's still going. Go.
I have to
Go
say,
Casey.
When my Oh What a World tour came to Philly, this was, I don't know. People will call me out. I don't even know when that was. A couple months ago or something. Philly set the bar for the craziest audience that we've had yet. I mean, you guys were... I can't deal with how fun it was. And y'all sang so loud. And we just had a really good time. So I've since then told different crowds, like, y'all need to be on Philly's level.
There you go.
So.
That's Casey Musgraves on 92.5 XTU.
Check out more of our podcasts at 92.5XTU.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.